Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Have your last few launches not reaped the rewards that you wanted? Ask yourself honestly, did you show up fully? Did you do everything that was required of you during the launch? Were you focused on giving your audience value? Did you connect, engage, build those relationships with your community? Or perhaps there are other ways it feels like maybe you've been half-assing your launches in the past. And if that's the case, then today's episode is for you. We're going to cover five of the key ways that I see women sabotaging their launches and ways that you can remedy it so that your next launch gets the results that you want. The first launch sabotage is faffing about behind the scenes. Your launch starts, and rather than getting out there, promoting, showing up, building those relationships, all of a sudden you find yourself busy playing with things behind the scenes of your business. Maybe it's tweaking graphics in Canva, rewriting emails, playing with the tech. Now, yes, that stuff might be needed, but are you the only one that can do it? And if so, why didn't you get it organized before you started your launch? Now, if this is something that resonates for you, here's some tips on how you can avoid this next launch. The first one is, of course, having a clear plan and following it. And if you're not sure about that, go back to the previous episodes where we have talked about planning your launch. The next thing you can do is make sure that you get as much as you can prepared for your launch before you start into that promo period. Everything's ready to go and you can focus your time and energy on promoting, connecting, engaging, and making sales. And the other thing you can do is get some support behind the scenes of your launch. If you need help with the tech, if you need help with the graphics or any of that behind the scenes organizational stuff, get people to come and help you so that you have the time and the space and the energy to do the things that are going to bring in the sales. Now, the next launch sabotage I see is people hiding from their community. And I get it, being visible online can be scary AF at times, especially when you are selling something. And I know that sometimes it feels easier to hide rather than show up. But if you're hiding and you're not getting out there and promoting, no one's going to magically know what to buy from you. And of course, we know people buy from people. So when you show up, you connect and you create those relationships, people are more likely to buy from you. So here's some ways that you may be able to support yourself through your visibility fears in your next launch. The first thing is pre-create and pre-schedule as much of your content in advance. So this would be things like your social posts, podcasts, blogs, whatever content that you create, and have it all there lined up ready to go. And as much of it that will auto-post on a schedule, even better, because you don't have to worry about it. It's all there, it's all done, and it's going to go live exactly when it is meant to. You can also batch record or create video content. So this might be videos to go on your Facebook or Instagram feed. It might be pre-recording short snippets that you can share in your stories. Or, of course, Instagram Reels. How much of that can you get organized beforehand so that you just have to post during the launch phase? If you do Facebook Lives, then you may like to schedule those up in advance so that you have the accountability to show up live at the time that you scheduled it for. And lastly, make sure that you've got some really simple and easy systems and processes in place for creating and sharing your content on an ongoing basis so that you can keep a consistent rhythm, keep getting your message out there, giving value to your audience, and letting people find you. It makes things so much easier in the long run. Launch sabotage number 3. Not having a call to action. And I will be the first to admit that this is the one that I personally struggle with the most. And I get it, for a lot of us, it doesn't come naturally to ask for the sale, to promote ourselves. We're really comfortable showing up, giving value, giving tips and insight to our audience. But the moment we want to ask for them to sign up for a free lead magnet or invite them into our launch or into our course or our program, all of a sudden we hit the brakes. And of course, if we're not actively out there promoting and inviting people in and giving clear calls to action, no one's going to buy from us. They're not magically just going to know that we have something available that can help them with whatever it is that they're struggling with and help them get to that next step, unless we let them know. So here are ways that you can fix this sabotage. Again, pre-writing, pre-creating as much of your content as you can and making sure that it's got a call to action at the end of it, whether that's taking people to a webinar sign-up page, to a sales page, or simply asking them to contact you for more information. You can also have a really nice, simple 1 to 2 sentence call to action that you have practiced. Perhaps you stick it on a post-it note on your desk that you can use anytime you're showing up live. It can be as simple as, if you'd like more information about, insert your program here, you can find more details at, insert the link, or you can find more details by contacting me. It doesn't have to be super salesy and super onerous, but giving people that call to action so they're really clear on what the next step is to take is the way that is going to get people to taking that action and you making sales in your launches. Launch sabotage number 4, not doing the mindset and the energy work. Now, as far as I'm concerned, mindset and energetic practices are just as important as the practical actions that you take in your launches in order to get the launch success that you like. So if you have been focusing purely on the practical side of things without bringing in the right support that you need to get through the mindset wobbles that you will have when you launch, then this is the thing that you need to concentrate on for your next launch. This could be things like tapping, journaling, hypnosis, guided meditations or visualizations. Or maybe it's working with a launch mindset practitioner who can help you before and during your launch so that you're staying focused and in the right vibration and mindset for your launch. And finally, launch sabotage number 5, not giving value to your audience. When you're in launch mode, this is the perfect time to be showing people who you are, what you do, and the results that they can get from working with you. But if you keep all of the good stuff for only the people that are paying you, how are people going to experience what you have to offer and know if it's right for them? Know what kind of results are possible if they sign up to work with you. So instead of living in scarcity mode and being afraid of giving away all of that good, juicy stuff you've got, create content that will help people see what is possible for them. Give them things that they can implement and take action and get results on without paying, so that they know the value of your work and what could be possible if they take that next step and sign up to work with you. And of course, make sure you're doing the mindset work around this as well. Don't be worried about giving away things for free. Focus on giving that value and creating those relationships with people. That's going to bring in more sales, I promise. Now, if any of these launch sabotages resonate with you, please know that you are most definitely not the only one. We all do it from time to time. Even if we don't consciously recognize what's going on at the time, we are all guilty of sabotaging our launches in one way or another. The key is having awareness. When you understand your habits and the things that you are likely to do or not likely to do, you can put things in place to remedy it for your next launch. And launch after launch, you will start to build better habits, better systems and support structures that will take you towards reaching those launch goals. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if there are things in here that resonate for you, I would love for you to share the podcast on Instagram and tell us which of these launch sabotages you may have been guilty of in the past. I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you'd like to get your hands on my free training, The Fundamentals of Launching with Flow, head over to lauraandorder.com/launch to sign up. See you on the next episode.